Good morning and welcome to Frankly Speaking. Today we will discuss crime and how to beat it through neighborhood involvement. I'm Michelle Lassane Montgomery for George Mason University. Communities are coming together with law officials to work on the number one neighborhood problem, crime. The Fairfax County Neighborhood Watch Program has been pretty successful in combating neighborhood incidents. With me today to discuss this program is Captain Andrew Page of the Fairfax County Police Department. Captain Page, tell me about the Neighborhood Watch Program.
Well, Michelle, the Neighborhood Watch Program was a concept that was probably started back in Plymouth Rock, and subsequent to that, I guess Fairfax County has sophisticated it somewhat. In 1979, the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors, in conjunction with the Fairfax County Police Department, by proclamation of the board and co-sponsorship with the police department, started the Neighborhood Watch Program in Fairfax County. Since then, from a concept, the Neighborhood Watch Program has grown to 197 individual watch programs throughout the county involving over 1,000 citizens. The program is a concept of citizen involvement and citizen awareness. It is not a vigilante committee, and it is not a citizen involvement program in terms of causing the community residents to become police officers. What we train the citizens involved with the program to do is to be aware of what's occurring in their own environment, in their own community. And when they see things that they feel by their own instincts or by our training it seems to be suspicious or out of the ordinary or in their judgment shouldn't be, that they're to call us, to inform us of what the suspicious events are, or suspicious people or suspicious vehicles in their community. We instruct the citizens not to become involved, not to take any action themselves, but just to be aware and to inform the police department so that we can intervene and take appropriate action.
What kinds of things should people look out for?
Well, before they can look for something, they first have to be aware of their own environment. They should know their neighbors. They should know their neighbors' vehicles, have a working knowledge of what families work and what homes have housewives and what homes have two parents that are working. They should be aware of their own community and who lives there and what the basic patterns of the people that live near them are, so that they can distinguish between what is normal and what isn't normal. And then they should look for what is the obvious. Cars that they see that don't belong in the neighborhood, that are cruising the neighborhood slowly and looking around. People that obviously don't live or aren't visiting in the area, that are walking through the neighborhood. Just what would, to the average person, appear to be suspicious. It's not right, it's not normal for this particular community. And at the same time, if they see a vehicle, to get a license plate number, a description of the car, if they see a suspect or a person, to get as good a description of that individual in terms of his height and his weight and the clothing, etc. And then call the police department and give us that information and let us check it out.
Well, how does the program operate? Tell me about that.
Well, initially, if a civic association or a community group or just a group of interested citizens who have heard about the program and desire to get one started, it's very simple. All they have to do is contact their local Fairfax County Police District Substation and asked to speak to the crime prevention officer at that substation. Each district police station has its own crime prevention officer. It's his responsibility to coordinate initiating new programs, to train the people that want to become involved. What we do initially is have a meeting with those people that are interested, explain the program, explain how it works, and then set up a training program for them. And we give them an intensified but condensed training course in how best to achieve the purpose of the program. Once it's started, it becomes the responsibility of the individual citizen in that community who is selected by his peers as the coordinator for that program. We don't coordinate it, we help them to coordinate it. They democratically select a coordinator for their group or a leader for their group. He, working with his colleagues, determines scheduling, mm-hmm. whether it's going to be a mobile patrolling of the community, or whether it's just walking, or whether it's however the individual coordinator feels is most adaptable to that situation. And we assist them in doing that. One of the things that we also do that is a major deterrent is we have signs. Many of the citizens, I'm sure, have seen, many of your listeners have seen the blue neighborhood watch signs at the entranceway to a community that says Neighborhood Watch by Citizens Who Care. I mean, a big eye. That is symbolic of that community has eyes and ears beyond just the police department. And that community has citizens who care about their own community and are willing to become involved and inform the police of what's not, should not be going on in their own community. That sign in and of itself is a deterrent. The criminal doesn't know whether the person mowing his yard is a member of the watch program, or the lady walking her dog, or just a car driving down the street is part of the neighborhood watch program. The neighborhood watch sign and the concept is well known to the criminal element. And the more watch signs and the more watch programs that we can start throughout the county, the fewer burglaries are going to occur.
How many people can participate in a group?
We have one community that has 427 homes, of which 400 of them are involved in the program. That's just to give you one idea. That's a large community. Some communities may only have a dozen homes in it, on large acreage homes, and there may be half of those 12 people or all 12 of them. It just depends on the individual community. It varies, and it depends on the environment.
What are some examples of neighborhood crime?
Well, probably the three most predominant residential neighborhood crimes in Fairfax County are burglaries, vandalism, and larcenies. The difference between a burglary and a larceny is that a burglary is when someone intrudes into your home to commit some crime, generally to steal something. A larceny is just taking of somebody's property. Okay? Those three are probably statistically the most reported throughout the county. But I should point out that in 1981, as a result of many factors, one of which, without question, is the efforts of the citizens involved in Neighborhood Watch, there were 860 fewer burglaries in Fairfax County in 1981 than there were in the previous year. Mm-hmm. That's 860 fewer homes were entered. We attribute that to several things. Obviously, the Neighborhood Watch program. More involvement, more awareness, more reporting to the police department of events that are occurring, more deterrence of events before they occur because of citizen involvement. We also attribute that to internal management programs that the police department has instituted. Colonel Baracker, police chief, has instituted several programs that have been very successful in reducing crime, specifically burglary. In fact, all crime last year was down from the previous year. We have instituted the Operation Kaleidoscope, which we announced in January, which was our sting operation for a year and a half, where we operated two storefront operations in the county where stolen property was fenced by thieves who thought they were fencing them to other thieves when in fact they were undercover officers. That was a year and a half undercover operation that we disclosed this past January, which resulted in over 80 arrests and $500,000 worth of stolen property being recovered. That has acted as a deterrent in that the thieves don't know anymore whether they're selling to a policeman or whether they're selling to another fence. So they're rather hesitant to sell their wares in Fairfax. So that's helped a lot. Community-oriented patrol, which we refer to as cop patrol. We feel that if we have visibility within the communities by the patrol officers that are cruising the communities rather than in the main thoroughfares, if they're seen by the residents, they're also seen by the potential burglar or the potential thief. So it's a high visibility program of police patrolling inside the residential areas. The Board of Supervisors last year endorsed and passed the Precious Metal Ordinance, which requires individuals to identify themselves whenever they're selling property through a legitimate source, silver and jewelry and gold and so forth. Whereas before, they could just sell it across the counter in a legitimate operation without identifying themselves. Now they do. Well, they don't want to do that, obviously. Consequently, they're selling their wares someplace else. We instituted what we refer to as a tactical patrol effort in terms of undercover officers riding motorcycles in old clothes and old cars, patrolling the residential communities in certain areas that we, through crime analysis, we have an automated crime analysis system throughout the county and all the district stations, whereby we can hopefully predict crime before it occurs based on analyzing patterns of crime as they have occurred. So we target certain communities and saturate that community with undercover type patrol officers.
Now what happens when residents call the department and they see a person that's not familiar to the neighborhood ride through on a motorcycle and that person happens to be a police officer?
Well, it's interesting you should say that because in fact that has occurred on some instances where citizens have observed a person riding through in an old beat-up car and a beard or old clothes that obviously didn't belong in that community, has reported, unbeknownst to them, what was actually a police officer. And we generally, we know ahead of time where the tactical squad is at all times, and we generally like to communicate a sense of security to the citizens that's calling and assure them that it is not a matter that they should be concerned about. However, I should point out that we are very careful about this in terms of, yes, we can verify it is a tactical officer and not that it is a suspicious situation.
So the program has been pretty successful in the area.
Certainly has. It's well, to underscore it even more, 860 fewer homes last year. In the first quarter of this year, the first 3 months of 1982, because of all these efforts, Neighborhood Watch and all these other internal management programs, burglary in Fairfax County is down 51% from the previous first quarter of 1981.
One last question, Captain Page. A lot of people are going on vacation now, and I wondered if you would give our listening audience some quick tips about safeguarding homes during this period.
Okay. First of all, it just requires a little bit of thought before you leave your home for a vacation and a little bit of planning, and I hope your listeners will make some notes on this and incorporate some of these suggestions before they go away on vacation. Very simple things. Things like ensuring that your newspaper delivery is canceled or that you have your neighbors pick up your newspapers. To ensure that your home is in fact locked. That seems very simple and elementary, but the fact of the matter is many citizens leave and leave their windows unlocked or their doors unlocked. To ensure that a neighbor has a key to your house and is aware of the fact that you are gone and that they can come in during the day and pick up your mail so that the mail doesn't back up in the mailbox and the newspapers don't pile up on the front porch. Before you go on vacation, make sure you've mowed your grass. If a neighbor has two cars, to ask the neighbor to park one of his vehicles in your driveway. The purpose of all these things is to make your home look like it's lived in, like in fact you're still there. At a very small expense to the resident, he can purchase a timer for his lights so that they go on and they go off at predetermined times that he sets on the timer. So that every visible and physical means is employed to make the home look like it's lived in and that nobody has gone away on vacation. That's the whole purpose of it.
Thank you for joining us on Frankly Speaking, Captain Page.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You've been listening to Frankly Speaking, a public service program produced by George Mason University. Production coordinator, Jean Hyde. For information about our guest or this program, please call area code 703-323-2138. I'm Michelle Lassane Montgomery for the State University in Northern Virginia. Thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm.